sure that goes to the commission.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Any other old business?
On the old business, we had discussed, Ron and I had discussed the updating of the website to reflect the current information. When you go on there and look, it's still got the members from, I think, quite a few years ago. I don't know how we did that.
Here's a sample of the updates that are necessary. It gives you a better idea for those who have not run off the our charter needs to be updated, and our list of projects need to be updated. That he's referring to, and
that has been. I've worked with Travis on it. Whether
The matrix, I think,
IT guy has got it on the internet. So let me look. It has been updated. The priority list. It's on there right now.
Originated in about 2012, the original document that lays out how we assess all of our projects and so forth.
Well, right now, it's on there from November 22nd of 2022 is when it was updated. So that's been a while.
Does it have, look at the second page I handed to you. There was some markups that I took off the site recently. It doesn't have all the members, the new members added there with their phone numbers. And, of course, it doesn't have the new presiding commissioner's name on there, et cetera. So what I would recommend to this working group, to the board, along with our other board member, that we do get this updated. It needs to be updated annually so that anybody that comes on the website, they know who the members of the Taney County Transportation Board are. They know who we report to, and they have phone numbers, and they have emails. So that any of these projects that we've got listed that are attached to this, the matrix, attached to the back of this document. This is a copy of the full document right here. And I brought an extra one because I knew Michael would be attending today. So here's you a printed copy. And it's got the latest matrix of our projects on there and the old projects. But the old project need to come off of the new matrix. So what I would suggest or recommend, propose, is that I've got the original. If everybody will put their correct phone numbers and what you want as far as emails on those sheets I gave to you, pass back to me by the end of the meeting. I'll make sure they're all updated on the original document, this document, and pass it over to our chairman with the updated. I'll make the edits and pass it to our chairman so it, between now and the next meeting, that he can process it to the commissioners for approval, for review and approval. There's nothing substantive. It's all names, and there's no proposals to changing the way we do business or evaluate from our consultant engineering analysis of all the project areas. It's strictly which was very important to have proper names and phone numbers and so forth. And of course, it'll cover whatever new date when it's published, when it's finally approved by the commissioners, and Doug passes it to the commissioners for approval, it'll carry that date on there. Does that sound like a plan?
I've got it
written
down. I can, I'll take care of that with everybody too.
Okay. But you're going to need your original document.
Okay.
And it'll have the matrix attached to it?
The what?
The new matrix.
Yeah, it's on the website now. The new matrix.
The new matrix is live.
Sounds good. Great. Okay.
Any other old business?
That was strictly a housekeeping item.
Yes.
Any updates on our Taney County Expressway? Or
I don't know. No. I mean, it's still in the mix on the Hollister end, that's still in the mix for the water park stuff, work on it every day. We are making progress and past that event, so I will defer to someone else.
Anything else on Johnny Morris's projects, any of our old projects, progress to be updated on?
Highway 86, even the Long Creek Bridge is continuing to move. I gave everybody a traffic update, and we're gonna publish one yesterday for lane closures for tomorrow. And so the 86 bridge continues to move. There's significant progress on the east abutments, and we continue to work on that. There is a consideration of a third roundabout on the Highway 86 job. Initially, there was just the improvement of the original roundabout, then there was one that put it at Tater Jones Road, and now there's another one that they're considering at the entrance to the Big Cedar properties where they enter into there. However, I think that that has been deferred to a future phase of the project. And funding is in place, I think, and there's preliminary work being done on 86. Since our last meeting in November, turn lanes, deceleration lanes from north to south on 65 have been added to the project. So they are now in and funded. Phase two would include the three lane between the end of the entrance to the current Thunder Ridge site. The Thunder Ridge entrance is going to be significantly different, and probably the most likely is it's going to be an underpass underneath 86. 86 will remain at grade, and to enter into the arena and event site, it will go underneath the highway. So that's as I know it today.
Thank you. Has there been any progress on the turn lane for the Kirbyville School?
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Thank you on that.
You're okay. Never mind me.
Right. Any other business? We'll slide right into Devin there. We've got a good teaser for that one. And Tim County.
Dean Rowe in Pro Tem, we're about 99% done with it. On widening and taking care of the low water crossing to where people won't have to go around. That's quite a cut through the road. Downtown Pro Tem. Clevenger Cove, everything is widened that we can, and that'll be getting pavement once warmer weather comes. Still waiting on the permit from the Corps to do the phasing of it. Round Mountain, we're a little over halfway done with the part from the new bridge down towards Cambridge, the gravel portion. We're getting it widened out where you'll have 20 plus feet of driving. We've got a box culvert we've got to put in down the other end of it. And no, the box culverts are not going to prevent the flooding that we just had. It would be a huge bridge that it'll be a whole lot better than it was. We got compliments this morning on what we have raised. People like we were able to get out before with it. So we're making headway on that. Reno Springs, right there by you, we did get approved for a VRO bridge. And I'm currently working with MoDOT and that on it, on alignment. It's going to be kind of a trick. Rather than having a 90-degree corner on each side of it, we're working to make a wider approach and have a skew. You know, but it's just now beginning, you know, that process. It'll probably be next year before in the ground will be working on that. Kirbyville turn lane, we put electronic billboards up yesterday. We have to do that 10 days in advance of any kind of work. I'm hoping that we'll get the permit to start on April 5th, unless something else comes up. I did get a phone call this morning from MoDOT due to the amount of traffic. It's going to have to be nighttime work only. I did tell them, though, that any tree removal, I wanted a day and a half to 2 days of daylight. And I don't know if there are people out there removing trees by the power line at night. So. But that ball is rolling. We'll probably start, I got to meet out there after the meeting to find an area where we can stockpile material. That way at night, you've only got a couple trucks versus a whole bunch during the day where they can haul it from across the road and make pretty good progress. We're hoping to start up patching around the last week of April, first week of May, depending on the weather temperatures for our 75 mile chip and seal roads we're going to do this year.
Are you guys currently set up, Devin, do you have the lights to work at night?
You just have to rent them. We don't own them, but you don't have to use them that often. You want it on them, so they will have to be rented. There's going to be, during the day, there would have been certain hours you had to shut down anyway due to school coming in or letting out. The only other option was 6 a.m. to 10 in the morning, 4 hours a day, before the peak traffic would begin at 10 o'clock on. We're trying to work out the details on what time at night the peak traffic slows down enough that we can come in. Hopefully we can work 2 or 3 hours during the day before it gets dark. That's all I got.
All right. Item 4, MoDOT updates. Anybody got anything we need to go over?
I have some updates on their funding that's available that's carried over from our last meetings that we didn't have and some handouts, but it goes with some proposed new rail projects that they're funding up in the northern part of Missouri. So I'll cover that under the new business. But it'll include some backgrounding on MoDOT.
I was hopeful that the MoDOT representative would be here today, but
we'll discuss their budget that's flush with cash now. Previously, before COVID and this past period, they did not have the cash, but it's demonstrated they do have now, and we need to be ready to move towards the projects that will capture some of that. But I'll cover that later.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to drive that down.
Yeah. We'll take it in stages.
Yeah.
That's a lot of learning curve about what they've got available, and their 5-year program has been approved. So it's not something you grasp in just one single meeting, anyway. So, yeah.
Anything else? Okay. All right, we'll item 5, new business.
Step into that.
Yep.
And out here is a group of about 3 handouts. Have some around that way. Go that way. This first one again is a start as an update of where MoDOT is in terms of overall funding. I'm going to be talking about some proposed new rail